Board of Supervisors has extended a contract with New Hope for cleaning of the lower level of the Freaky building for 3 months while a decision is being made on continuation of the service. Recently, the county was notified that there was a change being made at New Hope that would require the workers to become employees of the county for those cleaning services. Auditor Courtney Earlbeck says she spoke with both New Hope and their head of maintenance, Zach Niehaus.
It amounts to just a couple hours a week. Zach said he'd be willing to do that over there if he could not have Rhodes. Because now he goes to Rhodes 2 days a week, it amounts to 4 or 5 hours a week.
She adds that either way, the county will have to hire someone for cleaning at either the Freaky building or at Secondary Roads. Currently, Secondary Roads is clearing the parking areas at the courthouse in exchange for the cleaning. Earlbeck says this situation would likely change in the near future anyway. Niehaus will see his required duties increase when the new jail is completed. There are currently 3 people doing the weekly cleaning, and all supervisors agree that Gene Miners, that it is a shame to see this service change. Although there would be no vacation or insurance associated with the part-time work, the county would be picking up liability for these employees. Rich Ruggles says he had learned of another issue with the proposed arrangement while it was being discussed for West Central Iowa Solid Waste Management.
But the issue we ran into out there is that you not only have to hire the people, you do not get a supervisor with them.
Okay, they don't have a supervisor?
They do now, but that, with the upcoming, they will not provide a supervisor with them. So we have nobody trained in behavioral issues.
Oh, really?
So that's why we exited, period.
The county will continue to investigate options, also including the cleaning service already being used in other parts of the Freaky building. These will all be discussed again at future meetings, and a discussion will be made prior to the end of the 3-month extension. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says hunters for this year's shotgun season should expect to see about the same number of deer as last year, with one exception. Hunters in South Central Iowa, where deer populations were impacted by an outbreak of hemorrhage disease, will see a decline. Our deer herd is trending slightly higher statewide, but remains well within our population goals and based on survey data. I'm expecting another good year for our deer hunters, says Tyler Harms with the DNR Wildlife Bureau. Touted as the busiest outdoor opening day, the season starts Saturday, December 7th. More than 110,000 hunters are expected to push through the state through December 11th. Second season is December 14th through December 22nd. Hunters must select one season, but landowners are allowed to hunt both. Hunters are also reminded to report their harvest by midnight on the day after the deer is tagged or before taking it to a locker, taxidermist, or processing it for consumption. This can be done online at www.iowadnr.gov through the Go Outdoors Iowa app by calling the toll-free number on the tag or at any of the 700 licensed sales agents across the state. There's also 2 different ways to give back to others. The Help Us Stop Hunger program is a partnership between the DNR and the Food Bank of Iowa, and hunters can take legally harvested deer to a participating locker for processing and distribution. There's no charge to the hunter. Hides may also be donated for the benefit of disabled veterans. These are used to make professionally crafted leather gloves for veterans in wheelchairs and also turn into leather for therapy programs. Donations can be initiated by contacting the local Elks Lodge. A Greene County football player was one of 6 receiving a 2019 Iowa Bankers Association Student Athlete Achievement Award during the Iowa High School State Football Championship Games. One student from each class received a $1,000 scholarship for the college of their choice during the November 21st and November 22nd games in Cedar Falls. Will Hansen from Greene County Community High School in Jefferson was the 2A recipient. These student leaders are dedicated not only to their teams, but to their communities as well, says Tara Deering Hansen, IBA Vice President of Marketing and Communications. We are very proud to have this chance to help exceptional Iowa students save toward their higher education and invest in their future. More than $265,000 in scholarships have been awarded since the IBA-sponsored program was started nearly 30 years ago. The recipients have included student athletes in football, basketball, and wrestling. The Sac County Fair Board is helping out their youth program in their efforts to raise money to build a new show ring and beef, sheep, and goat livestock barn. The Saturday, December 7th, Raise the Roof Steak Supper will run from 5:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at the Sac County Fairgrounds. Tickets will be $35 each or $60 per couple and include a ribeye steak, corn, baked potato, lettuce salad, dinner roll, and ice cream and toppings. Each ticket purchase will also be accompanied by one free drink. There will be a cash bar, a silent auction, and DJ music throughout the evening. For more information, you can find that on the Raise the Roof Steak Supper Facebook page. And the University of Iowa researchers are partnering with schools in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City to study how children learn words and form a vocabulary. Bob McCreary, a UI professor in Department of Psychology and Brain Sciences, says the effort is called the Growing Words Project, and it uses sophisticated infrared cameras that carefully track a child's eye movements.
We know that if you show a child a word or if you say a word to them, it takes about a half second or more for them to figure out what you mean. What are they doing in that half second? Growing Words is investigating that using eye tracking, where we can trace out every 4 milliseconds what a child is thinking as they listen to or read words.
Starting in January, the program will be testing out 300 elementary school children in Cedar Rapids and another 100 in Iowa City. The child will place his or her chin in a harness in front of a computer screen rigged with cameras.
They might hear a word like wizard, or maybe they read it. And on the screen, they see several pictures, things like a wizard, a window, a lizard, maybe something that's completely unrelated, like table. And all they have to do is click on the wizard, but they have to find it first. And that means they have to start looking around. And what we do is we ask, what are they looking at and when?
Between 12 and 16% of Iowa children have some type of learning or reading disorder.
Part of their problem might be that they know the words, they know the letters, but they can't use that information fast enough to understand a whole sentence or to read a whole sentence or to read a book. And so what we want to do is try to understand how those children, but also how their typically developing peers, manage to do this so quickly and how they get better at it.
The program will study about 400 children a year over the next 4 years using a $2.1 million grant from the National Institutes of Health. More volunteers are needed in Iowa City and Cedar Rapids at all reading levels in grades 1 through 3. Contact McMurray through the website at growingwords.lab.iuiowa.edu.